Sunny 101.5 News.
Good morning, I'm Jim Irizarry. Indiana will soon be home to an important summer food assistance program. The Department of Education announced the Indiana Sunbucks program, which will provide families with funds while students are home for the summer. This program would provide families with $120 per eligible student in an EBT-style payment. Sunbucks will automatically be sent to households with students who participate in programs like the TAMF, SNAP, and approve students already attending a national school lunch program. The deadline for all other students to apply is tomorrow. Newt Rockne has returned to Notre Dame. The legendary football coach's casket was exhumed from Highland Cemetery in South Bend and reburied at the university's Cedar Grove. The graves of his wife, son, and grandson were also moved. As time has gone on, the site at Highland would become damaged from fans visiting. The family hopes fans will be more respectful at Cedar Grove. A judge denied Jeff Pelley's petition for a retrial over the weekend. Dubbed the prom night killer, Pelley was convicted of killing his father, stepmother, and two stepsisters with a shotgun in Lakeville in 1989 so he could attend prom-related activities. A three-day hearing was held in March of 2022 to give Pelley's legal team a chance to present new evidence. One person is recovering at the hospital after a shooting near Prosper Apartments last night. Police were dispatched to the complex on reports of a shooting around 11:20. They found the victim suffering from non-life-threatening injuries in the 1600 block of Rue DeVille Lane. Police believe the shooting happened in the 600 block of South 30th Street. There's no word on any suspect, but the Violent Crimes Unit is investigating. If you know anything about this shooting, you're asked to contact the South Bend Police or Michiana Crime Stoppers. South Bend residents can hear more about plans for the River Park neighborhood. The city will host an open house today at the River Park Branch Library on Mishawaka Avenue from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. Earlier this month, city leaders released a draft plan for the neighborhood along with Pottawatomie Park. That plan did not include a future for Pottawatomie Pool. Soon, when you hit the brakes while driving won't entirely be up to you. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration revealed a new regulation yesterday that will require automatic emergency braking to come standard on all new passenger vehicles in the United States starting in just over 5 years. Around 90% of new vehicles already have the feature under a voluntary agreement, but officials are touting the regulation to cut down on traffic accidents. Bo Bauer is getting another shot in the NFL. On Saturday, the former Notre Dame linebacker announced on his Instagram that he had signed with the Washington Commanders. Didn't specify if he signed with the team as a free agent or was only invited to participate in rookie minicamp. After going undrafted in 2023, Bauer participated in the Seattle Seahawks rookie minicamp last spring. However, his NFL stint did not last beyond that. Bauer joins former Irish quarterback Sam Hartman and edge rusher Javonte Jean-Baptiste. The Commanders selected Jean-Baptiste with the 222nd overall pick in this year's NFL draft. Hartman went undrafted but signed on with Washington as a free agent. Grace College was one of the best teams in NAIA last season, thanks in no small part to the play of LaGrange native Elijah Malone. Malone averaged 17.3 points and 8.3 rebounds per game, en route to being named the NAIA National Player of the Year and winning the Bevo Francis Award as the best small college player in the country. This caught the attention of a lot of NCAA Division I programs, so it wasn't too much of a surprise on Monday when Malone announced that he's transferring to Colorado. The Prairie Heights High School grad is getting his degree from Grace College next week. Malone has one final season of eligibility remaining due to the COVID year. The South Bend Cubs travel north to Lansing for the first time since 2021 to take on the Lugnuts in a week-long series this week. The Cubs hope to get their first series victory of the season against the 10-11 Lugnuts. An early pitch tonight at 6:05, with coverage starting at 5:45 on Sports Radio 960 WSBT. Christopher Morel hit a two-run homer off Edwin Diaz to snap a ninth-inning tie, and the Chicago Cubs beat the New York Mets 3-1 Monday night after being held hitless by Luis Severino into the eighth inning. Max Kepler had a tie-breaking RBI single in the ninth. The Minnesota Twins beat the Chicago White Sox 3-2 for their eighth straight win. The Tigers and Cardinals saw their series opener postponed last night due to forecasted inclement weather. They'll make it up today with a traditional doubleheader beginning at 3:40.
Mostly sunny skies today and quite mild. We'll see light winds, high temperatures right around 70. Clear skies tonight down to 55. I'm WSBT 22 Chief Meteorologist Carrie Pujo.